Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, we listen to Reverend Willard Bass, Jr., Executive Director and Founder of the Institute for Dismantling Racism, talking with Dr. Edwin Bell, Co-Chair of the Board of Directors for the Institute. Reverend Bass and Dr. Bell discuss the importance of critical thinking and self-reflection as tools to becoming a responsible citizen.
I've had some opportunities either take advantage of situations when I'm in a plane or in the airport and be in conversations with folks about life. And so I'm sitting there saying, okay, how can I, you know, will there be another opportunity for me to engage, you know, in a conversation with this young man? You know? So I decided to start with the obvious. Now, what do you think about the president? And, of course, his response was, oh, you know, I don't like him. I said, what do you mean you don't like him? Well, he's a socialist. I said, what do you mean he's a socialist? Well, you know, he wants to, you know, take all of the, you know, resources of government, you know, and give it to the, you know, to the, you know, the people. I said, well, socialist. I said, I remember when we came to this country, we as a country, right, came here with nothing. And we had to learn how to survive. And I remember the people who did that were the Native Americans. And then as we developed as a country, the government knew that it had to help its citizens. So it set up training programs. And then when we started going westward, you had these agencies that helped people establish themselves, buy land, farmland, socialist. And he got real quiet. So he finally said, he said, are you a public speaker? I said, no. I said, I'm a minister. You know, I said, but the things that I know, you should know. I said, because you were, you know, you were making assumptions about something that you evidently don't know much about. And so I said, you are in the prime of your life. I said, and you are key to the success of this country. And if you don't get more serious about what the things that you're hearing, you're going to miss it and we're going to fail. Be a critical thinker for yourself. Don't just take, you know, what everyone says to you. Think about it. Go research it. Find out. And then make a decision as to what you think about a situation or a person. That's how you can help us. So when he left and got off the plane, he thanked me again. I said, look, prepare yourself. We need you.
All of us have been blessed by the sacrifices of the people that went before us. We owe them a debt that we can't pay. And we don't have the right to quit, whether we like it or not. The issue is, for me anyway, how to figure out to do it constructively. I spent a lot of time thinking about our discussions about meeting people where they are, but also learning to see things myself through different lenses, which helps me develop a more complete picture of things. And that's been helpful in helping me fulfill my sense of obligation.
Listen to other stories from our community at StorylineProject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salem Town, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.